So we are finishing up the 2025 theme on relationships tonight. Today is the fourth day of Advent, leading up to Christmas, which is tomorrow. Advent means the arrival of a notable person, event, or thing. The notable person is Jesus Christ. The event is that Jesus was born in a stable and humble beginnings. And the thing is that Jesus became human. And he died for our sins to bring salvation to all humanity. Part one, we looked at wait with hope. Hope is the foundation based on the goodness and faithfulness of God. Hope is a person, Jesus, that he will never leave us or forsake us, that he is always redeeming, always good, always working for our good. Do we believe that this Christmas? Part two, peace with God. God took the first step toward humankind by sending his son to be born. And the vast host of angels were amazed that the creator was born a creature. Jesus came near us and moved into the neighborhood so that we could have peace, even in our troubles, so we can have peace with God. Have you made peace with God this Christmas? Part three, this past Sunday, was given with love. We've all received something we didn't deserve. Gabriel greeted Mary and told her she was highly favored and that the Lord was with her. God blessed Mary, not because she's worthy, but because God is good. And just like when someone gives us a gift at Christmas, we must receive it. What does receiving God's love do for you, for me? Well, receiving God's love fuels our relationship with God. When we truly receive God's love, it's what keeps our relationship with him from becoming just a mere religious exercise. It's when we stop trying to be good enough or to clean up our act and just receive God's love where we are at. Receiving God's love frees us to see ourselves rightly. It changes how we view our identity and changes how we show up to the world. Our identity is not on what the world or even what we tell ourselves we are. Our identity is who God says we are. He made you and me. We are children of God. Receiving God's love forms us. When we can receive God's love, we will always be changed by it. It orders in us what is disordered. His shalom casts out our anxiety. His love is a force that changes us from the inside out. God's gift of his son to us was given with love. Will you receive God's love this Christmas? Last week, Julie and I volunteered at Operation Christmas Child in Aurora. It's through Franklin Graham's Samaritan's Purse ministry, and their mission is that every box is an opportunity to reach a child with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Christmas Child is when people and church groups fill empty shoeboxes with gifts for boys and girls ages 2 to 14. In 1993, 28,000 boxes were sent. And by 2012, 100 million boxes had been sent since the beginning. And today, 232 million shoeboxes have been given to children all over the world from its beginning. And inside that giant warehouse, a lot of volunteers of all ages were inspecting and sealing and scanning and repackaging shoeboxes to be shipped out. And while we were there, they had Christmas music playing and updates on how many shoeboxes were being packed, and videos of on large screens sharing what they do, and even times to pray over the boxes being packed. And the people were smiling and having a lot of fun. There's something about serving others that generates delight in us, with no strings attached or what's in it for me kind of attitude. Deep and satisfying happiness fills our hearts when we give to others selflessly. Something about serving others, it generates delight in us. It's the kind of attitude that you, Peace Chapel, gave to help those in need. This past Monday, Paul and I took the items to We Care of Grundy County. They were especially grateful to receive the items from our church. You also helped those in need in our own church body. So thank you again, Peace Chapel. We can all get bogged down, though, in our own routines and rhythms of life, that we often can get stuck in a rut, going through the motions where our hearts aren't always in it. And a little piece of our soul dies off as we go about business as usual. We're all prone to have tunnel vision, looking out for our own needs and wants. And at Christmas time, the flame that once burned bright for God can just become a small flicker, consumed with life, with little joy in our hearts. I've titled my message in this series on our relationship with Advent, Serving with Joy. Serving with joy. Is joy circumstantial, depending on what's happening in our lives currently? Happiness is based on, a delicious meal, the perfect gift, a close parking spot at a crowded store, a good night's rest, or an unexpected work bonus. Happiness is based on what's happening to us, while joy is inward and is based on a person, Jesus. We can have joy even though our world is falling apart because we have Jesus who holds our world together and has overcome the world. Others look at us and know things are bad, and they wonder how we have this hope as we wait. They wonder how we have this peace with God. They wonder how we've received this joy, this love that's been given by God, and that we are able to serve others with joy. It's all because of Jesus. So tonight, instead of reading Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, tonight let's watch Linus tell us what Christmas is all about. So check out the screens.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Such a great classic video. Shepherds were doing what shepherds do, watching over their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them at night, and the night sky was illuminated with the radiance and the glory that completely surrounded them. As all of us would be, these shepherds were terrified. But the angel reassures them to not be afraid. But they bring good news. Everyone likes good news. But this news the angel is bringing wasn't just for these shepherds, but good news that will bring great joy to all people. Well, what's the good news? The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem. And then the angel tells these lowly shepherds how they will recognize this newborn king wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. It's then that the angel is joined by a vast host of other angels, the armies of heaven, praising and giving glory to God. What a scene to behold for these shepherds. Joy was and is a central theme of the Christmas story. But it wasn't just the shepherds who were excited. Elizabeth, who was pregnant in her old age with John the Baptist, right, told her cousin Mary that when she heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb jumped for joy. Even the magi, or the wise men, upon seeing the star, were filled with joy. This is what the Christmas story is all about, Charlie Brown. The joy that Jesus came to us. Notice the manger behind me, which leads to the cross. Jesus was born in a smelly manger designed for animals, and he lived a sinless, perfect, mission-filled life you and I are to follow today. He then gave his life on a cross to pay the penalty of your sin and mine. Jesus gives hope, peace, love, and joy. Serving others or giving to others in need can fill you with joy. But the greatest joy is having a relationship with God who loves you. Jesus knew that when he left heaven and was born on this earth, he came to serve you, to give to you by living a life for you to follow. He also came to serve and to give his life away so that you can experience true joy that is only found in him. The writer of Hebrews reminds the church to throw off, to get rid of everything that hinders, slows you down, especially the sin that easily entangles, that trips you up, or just won't let go. To run with perseverance, determination, never quitting the race ahead of you. How do you do that? Well, he says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, we must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Now he holds the honored position, the one next to God the Father and on the heavenly throne. When life is difficult and hope is bleak, stay focused on Jesus. Jesus is the source and goal of your faith. He makes your faith complete, makes your faith perfect. Stay focused on him. Well, what did Jesus do, right? Jesus, staring at a cross he knew he would die on, saw the joy ahead of him, endured the cross and the disgrace that it brought to him. Jesus saw beyond the cross with joy to God's plan of salvation for all mankind. Jesus had joy because of all those who would believe in him and be filled with his joy. He lived his life and died for you and me with joy. It's a wonderful thing to give to a charity. You know, the world is truly in desperate need. It's a selfless act to donate your time by volunteering for some good cause. It's a beautiful sacrifice to help those in need. But true joy, internal joy, a kind of joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away, comes only from knowing Jesus. Not knowing about Jesus, but knowing Jesus in relationship. C.S. Lewis, in his classic book, Mere Christianity, wrote these words, quote, if you want to get warm, you must stand near the fire. If you want to get wet, you must get into the water. If you want joy, power, peace, eternal life, you must get close to or even into the thing that has them. If you want eternal life, that is the life of the most joyous being in the universe, get close to God. Immerse yourself in the water of who God is, and you will grow in joy, unquote. Get close to God. Immerse yourself in the water of who God is. To experience joy in serving others or joy in giving to others, you must experience joy that comes from God. Real joy begins with Jesus. Not just adding Jesus to your overcrowded life out of convenience, but completely, 100% surrendering everything. It's coming to the realization that people and titles and comforts and pleasures don't ultimately satisfy. Only Jesus can feel the emptiness in your soul. And when you do, you will experience true joy. Advent. This Christmas season can be different for us if we choose it. How? By truly opening our hearts to the truth of Jesus as we wait with hope, have peace with God, and receive the love given by God, and serving with joy. This Christmas can be different for us in serving with joy because we accept and believe the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Yes, Christmas is about God's Son being born, coming to us as one of us. But Christmas is also about believing that Jesus lived and died for you. Do you have joy? Not based on feelings or happiness that comes and goes, but true, deep joy that only comes from God, that no matter what you face in this life, you are not alone. Maybe you're thinking, I've experienced that joy before, but I feel like I've lost it. How do I get that back? To get joy back into your life, Pastor John Mark Comer says this, quote, "When we're down, one of the best things we can do is serve somebody else. It's the back door to joy, and it's always unlocked," unquote. Serving others, no strings attached, will bring that joy back into your life. Is there someone you know who you can serve? Is there a neighbor, a friend, a coworker that you can serve with joy? Well, Julie and I had a blast volunteering at Operation Christmas Child. And not only are they receiving Christmas presents and toys, but they will have an opportunity to hear about Jesus in their own language, these boys and girls, knowing that some little boy or little girl are going to hear about the love of Jesus. It makes it all worth it. Serving with joy is contagious, and you'll want more of it as you give your life away for the gospel. There's joy in serving others. There's joy in helping one another. Let's pray.